Okay, good evening. We're literally approaching Hanukkah. So I must say that this first sugya is from number one Shiloh. Actually, number two. Number one Shiloh is people who come home late from work. But the most complex Shilohs, the most interesting Shilohs that I get are people traveling, people whose wife is traveling, they're traveling, where they're traveling, if they have to light, where they are, if they're traveling with their wife, without their wife, what difference does it make? For those who came tonight, you did well, because we'll actually learn the Gemara. Says the Gemara in Chaf Gimel and Aleph. Amar Rav Sheshes. Says Rav Sheshes. Achsanai Chayov Bener Chanukah. Then Achsanai, Zakt Rashi, what's an Achsanai? An Oreach, a guest, is obligated. Chayiv doesn't mean it's a nice thing to do. Doesn't mean you get an award for me. This chasidus, acts of piety. Absolute chiyuv, absolute obligation to light Neres Chanukah. Om Rabbi Zeira, said Rabbi Zeira Mireish. In the beginning, Kavina Beirav, when I was in Yeshiva, Bachar, Mishtatfina Beprite, Bahadi Ushpiza. Whenever I would go somewhere, I was a yeshiva bachar. I didn't have a house. He would stay, sleep at different people's houses, apparently. And so what did he do to be included in the Chanukah licht? Because he didn't light. He would give his own money. He would give money to join in the mitzvah. And they would light for him. So he'd be, by giving money, he would be included in the mitzvah. Basar did nesivi itisa. After I got married to a wife, Amina, Hashta, now, Vandai, Lights Richina. Now I for sure don't have to chip in. Why? Now he's not no longer Yeshiva Bachar, maybe someone's going to learn. Traveling, the Kamalaki, Maliki, Ali Begoy Beisai. My wife will light for me in the house, so I'm good to go. I'm covered. Zakt Rashi, Basra Dinesive. Upamim amol, sometimes shayisi achsenai lulma Torah. I was a guest to learn Torah. Alai bishvili, my wife would light for me. Bego beisai, right? In my house, bebeisi. So, you see from here, from the Gemara, that an achsenai is obligated, not an option over here to light. That there are two ways that you can do this. If you're not lighting yourself, you see, apparently here many people were lighting only one menorah in the house, so they were poor, they didn't travel with menorahs. So either you chip in, or if you're married, or if you want to make sure to do the mitzvah correctly, get married before Hanukkah, right? You know, just marry a wife, let her light for you in your house. She actually live in your house, and she can light for you, and life is good. Now the question is who is an Areach? Who is an Achsenai? What is the Geder? How do we define this person who we call an Achsenai? So, in the Shulchan Aruch, now we'll get to the Mishnah Berurah eventually, but if you open the Shulchan Aruch, you won't see it. And here we look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says in Tafresh Ayin Zayin. Tafresh Ayin Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. Achsenai, a guest, shemalikin alav bebeiso, no one's lighting for in his house, so either your wife can light. By the way, if you have an adult child, a teenager, they can light for you. Okay, they can be your safe light in your house. But you don't have that, so what do you have to do? Tzarech, Allah says, pruta leval habayit, you gotta give a pruta. Pruta is the, today, 3 to 5 cents, right? The minimal amount of money. To the Baal HaBayis, l'shtatif imo b'shemen shol ner Chanukah, to join with him in the shemen, in the oil of the ner Chanukah. The Taz and Sifkat and Beis, in discussing an Achsenai, he says, he discusses whether you can light or not. He says that an Achsenai, you know, because here the Taz is a long discussion. Let's say your wife is lighting for you. You're in Los Angeles for Hanukkah. She's in San Jose. Let's say, are you allowed to let her light in the house, and you have in mind not to be able to light where you are? Discussion he has is, and that's, he goes back and forth in that. And that's actually an important discussion. I actually thought about doing tonight. It's too long. It's a true misconception. Are you allowed to do that? Bottom line, each one shouldn't do that as a general rule, right? Unless you're concerned that your wife is not going to light for you. And even then, you should try to verify today. There's something called email. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. Or you can text, right? We're Musaf already. So you can ask your wife if you're not sure. But in this thing, the Taz says like this. Let's say you're eating out for a night. You're eating out for a night. You go to someone's house Friday night or Thursday night. You go to their Hanukkah party. And you're there in their house for Zman Hadlaka. Time comes to light. And you're eating out. You went to, right, Apex dinner, December 13th. Or you go to the Peretz wedding next Sunday night, right? So, at the end of the day, you're going to be there. Are you allowed to light? Well, at APAC or at Bat Smith, whatever that thing is, right? But if you're in someone's house, you go to their house, you're there for a few hours. You eat out Friday night. Next Friday night, you eat out. Could you light there? Taz says, you go light there, such an akrai, you're not sleeping there. Not only do you not get the mitzvah, you're in a bracha levatala. It's like you lay in the middle of the street, you have no connection to that house. Going somewhere for a meal, that is not achsanai. You're not at all in the getter of achsanai. That's for sure not achsanai. Achsanai is not you go to someone's house for a few hours, you can think you go like a menorah there, right? I'm not going to say Friday night candles right now, which is also a shayla in halacha. But we're doing Hanukkah, and you know, maybe if we end up doing the Shabbos, we'll do that Friday night discussion. But for Hanukkah, says the Taz, absolutely nothing. You cannot be achsanai, and if you're not an achsanai, then even if you give money to the people for their oil, you bring some oil and you chip in, you didn't get the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's no connection. You go to a guy's house Friday nights for a suda. You can't light menorah there, and they can't light menorah for you. That is not your house to light in. The Magen Avraham has a different case. Says the Magen Avraham. Who's the Magen Avraham? What's his name? Heard of him before. You know his name?
I can't recall his name.
Huh? Did you ever know his name? Did he tell Yeshiva his name? Probably didn't. Probably Avraham Gubiner. Everyone should know that. Avraham Gubiner is a 17th century Gadol Hador. The Magen Avraham is the most important Pesach in Orach Chaim. Does everyone should know his name? Says the Magen Avraham, a different case, which is actually very practical. Says the Magen Avraham, Kotzev Maharshal. The Maharshal, of course, was a Rav in Krakow, the contemporary of the Ramah. The Maharshal says, Shigam HaBachrim. Now, in those days, there's no dorms. Right? They would stay in people's houses. Right? Bachrim, Srich Moshtatev, if you're in someone's house, you have a tenant, they're in your house, they have to give money. They have a chiv, they're an achsanai. The dafka she'oichal b'fnei atzma, aval m'samach al shulchan b'al abayis, hu b'chal b'meso, but if they're going to not only sleep there, right, if Andy Hartman has a tenant, and they stay in the back by themselves, they live there. Actually, they have their own Pesach, so that's a different case. I don't. If they be a bedroom, if they be in your house, and they rent a room in your house, now if they have their own entrance, that's a different halacha, which is more machmer. But if they have a room in your house, but you don't feed them, right? So they are an achsanai. They have to chip in with you. But if you feed them, if they eat dinner by you, like the Meira girls, right? The Meira girls. They sleep in people's houses. You've experienced this before, right? You have this now, right? She eats by you. She trusts your classes. Yeah? Okay. So if you switch it to a boy, right? So, she also may have be a chayav, or girl's chayav, so she's a chiv, actually, right? Pashtus. Unless someone's lighting for her at home, but she's chayav. She's Ashkenazi, she's chayav. So, does she eat by you?
Yep.
She sleeps by you? So it says the Magen Avraham, somebody who eats and sleeps by you, even if they're not part of your family, they're not biologically your son or daughter, they don't have to do anything. They are part of your house. That's B'nai Beiso. If they just sleep there and they eat separately, not. So we have two extremes. The Taz says, you know what? What's definitely not an achsanai? What's definitely not an achsanai is a guy comes to your house Friday night for a meal. Whether Tuesday night, it makes no difference. He comes for a meal, he's there for a bissel, and leaves. They can't light in your house. If you light for them, you've done nothing for them. They can give you money. It doesn't help. That's not achsanai. The Magen Avraham, who is his younger contemporary, says, and you know what? Somebody who's living in your house and eating and sleeping in your house, that's also not an achsanai. That's part of your house. They're like mishpacha. They're not your real son or daughter. But you know what? This yeshiva boy, this Kriira girl, that's not achsanai. That's b'nei beso. That's considered part of your house. They eat in your house. They sleep in your house. They drink in your house. You can light for them. No problem. Not only could you light for them, technically speaking. Now, we Ashkenazim, not Sharon, but we Ashkenazim, besides, we all light our menorah. She should light her own menorah if she wants to follow that. But technically, she can be Otuthun, and she doesn't have to give you a penny. She's b'nei beisoy. She's part of the house. So neither of those are achsanai. So what is achsanai? So actually, we'll touch on that exactly tonight. Now, technically speaking, Jonathan could sure make her a shliach. But we have to figure out here, don't leave yet, is the mitzvah of menorah a mitzvah on individuals, on a gavra, or is it a mitzvah in the house? Right? And that's really going to decide how we define achsanai. Because now we know where achsanai is not. It's not a person who comes over for a meal, and it's not a person who eats and drinks in the house. So what are the parameters? What is the chiddush, and what difference does it make? Okay? So the Pnei Yeshua, judge.
I had a question.
Yes.
You said before that we don't go into the Shabbos
right.
rules, because this is very different from Shabbos.
It's...
If I'm in New York and my wife is here, I still need to use my candles for Shabbos in New York.
Right? I didn't say that.
In the hotel.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
That's what
see. I do. But yeah. We have to see that's actually a discussion.
Okay.
You may be right. But what's for sure the case is if you're in Los Angeles and your wife is here,
yeah.
You don't have to light in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Because she lights her in the house. Now, if you have dark,
the difference is one is in Los Angeles.
Because time zone, there's time zone.
Because the time zone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get Shabbos is a little bit different, but there are similarities. There are similarities. It says that Pnei Yeshua, 17th century, German, Polish. We'll have Rachmanis tonight. Tan Rabbanon, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beisu. So the Chafal Ben Beis. He says we know that Chanukah. What's the language of the Gemara? Ner ish ubeisho. It's the mitzvah is a very interesting language. It's the mitzvah of on a person on in his house. Says the Pnei Yeshua nira demash nishtana mitzvah zu mishar mitzvahs shen choyves haguf shechiyav al kol yachav yachad. It's the Pnei Yeshua. The fact that the Talmud calls it ner ish ubeisho, this is L'chayra, a different mitzvah where it's on every person individually, right? Individually, kamlan and bekedushin, it's mitzvah bo yosef shlucha, right? If it's on you, it's better that you do it. But here, technically speaking, your whole house could be yotze through one person, right? Right? Mahadrin, by the way, you can light 8 candles. What do we call? What does the Talmud call them? Mahadrin, right? One person lights the whole house. You have Mr. K, Jonathan K, over here sitting close to me. I don't want to keep you up, you look a little tired, like you travel like 20 countries, right? So, and it would be a great Hanukkah surprise. You have the 3 boys home, and Ellie. They're all adults. Halakhically, they're all adults. Now, let's imagine they're actually eating in a super house, you know, they're all there, they're all in your house again, right? Don't get nervous. Yeah, they're all eating in your house. Well, guess what? Jonathan K can light his 22-year-old son, his 19-year-old boys, his 13-year-old daughter, and they yotzei through him. 100%. Mahadrin, says the Pnei Yeshua. What does that mean? I mean, if it's a chiyuv hagavra, we have a principle. Much better to do the old mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yotzei v'shlucho. Ela zakta Pnei Yeshua, deshani hacha, shein Hacha Iker Mitzvah with Samach L'Shraben. Here the main way you do the mitzvah is you have to put it in close proximity to the public domain. You see that the parameters of the mitzvah, the dynamic of the mitzvah is where you put it. That it, you have to do it in a way by the house, by the door. We learned all these halachas, right? By the house, by the door. There's all kinds of halachas. And why do we? And why? Where do we pick how to do it? And what time to light? What's it based on? Pirsumei Nisa, right? And with Pirsumei Nisa in the public domain, like people outside, so it's connected to the house. So the Pnishu Mishum Kach Yetilu Chayvas Mitzvah Zu. Chazal made this mitzvah of Chanukah, Neres Chanukah, Ki Ilu Hi Chayvas Habayis. It's almost like a Chayvas Habayis. It's like a din in the house. Ki'ilu says the Pnei Yeshua Bambazach, an interesting thing, fantastic thing, that it's Ki'ilu Chayvas Habayis. So therefore, if it's a Chayvas Habayis, Jonathan K. can like for all his kids, L'chatchila. It's not lacking in its, you should do your mitzvah. Right? For sure, by the Sfardim, who they don't like, it'll be very schwer. If you don't say it's a Chayvas Habayis, right, you could have a guy, you know, I was having lunch yesterday with a conservative, at least one of them was Jewish, couple. They said, how many kids do you have? And they said, oh, you know, that Chabad, they have also, they have a lot, like, they were talking, like, families, like, you know, can I inherit from me, Jews have big families, 8, 9, 10 kids, right? You have, everyone, one person lights for everybody. One Sfardish family, right, they're living in Bnei Brak, they have 12 kids, the top the lights, though. None of his boys in Yeshiva light, no one lights. It's a mitzvah, on Lulav, on Sukkot, do we say, everyone, I'll shake a lulav for all of you. I'll shake the lulav. The tati comes home, and let me shake the lulav. Everyone watch me shake the lulav. Do we do that anywhere else? You know why here? Here, Chanukah, all the details of where you light, how you light, outside by the house, we connect to the house. Chazal were koveh, because remember, Chanukah is a mitzvah derabanan. You know why they're koveh this mitzvah? It's a min ki'ilu chove sabayis. It's ki'ilu a mitzvah in the house. Now, Lamaisa, right, you know, Rashi kind of sounds like that also. Later on, and we're going to get there eventually, but later on today, we'll see Rashi says, on Chaf Gimel, below, he says, Haraya. Where is that? Second. Oh, Haraya. It's, Rashi. I don't know, the thin lines, maybe 10 lines down, 12 lines down. Haraya, everyone see that? Rashi says, let's say you don't light at home. You're not home, and you see a menorah, you could say a bracha. So who are we talking about? Who are we talking about that goes ahead and sees a menorah and doesn't light? So he says, over b'shuk v'royecha b'chatzer stolak. You're passing by the market, and you see someone else lit, and you're not home. He says, "Umatzasi b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda." This is one of his rebbeim. Shamar shem Rabbi Yaakov. The lohuska kab bracha zu. When do we say a person can say the bracha of haraya even if they don't light? Elamish lo hilik bebeso. A person is not lit in his house already, and is and according to me, poskim won't light later. Olioisha b'sfina, or is on a boat. He's on a boat. You know why? Because on a boat, the Ramesha says this, in Igros Moshe, a boat's not a bias. You don't have a bias. If you don't have a bias, right, you can't light. So Rashi says, you can't light. You're on a boat. Actually, this summer, Rabbi Leibowitz asked me this question, and we went out for like a week on this. Ramesha says, he was asked a question. His brother's a rabbi in Long Island. His brother said somebody has a yacht. Wanted to know if she put the mitzvahs in the yacht. So is a yacht considered a house? So he wanted to bring a raya from this Rashi that Yosha Bisfina, and Ramosha says, why if you're on a boat, can't you light? Because in a boat, it's not considered a house. A boat's not a house. That's how Ramosha learns this Rashi, right? So I was bringing him proofs that maybe it's not such a ride because a yacht, they didn't have yachts. People have houseboats today. Like, that is a house. How are you going to tell me that the houseboat doesn't even exist? And you should know, there's many achronim hold both ways in this. We talked to Rav David Feinstein. It was like a big discussion we had. But because is could that's a houseboat or a yacht, but clearly if you're on a regular boat, like in the old days, right? You could it was not you couldn't light. Why can't you light on your boat? Why can't you just light on the boat? Yoshev esfina, because if you don't have a house, you cannot light, right? The mice are of Shlomo Zalman Arbuck and Elicha Shlomo. They bring him down saying that if you are in the camping out. You're in Tahoe. You're somewhere else, right? You don't have a house. You're not talking about your little cottage. You can't light a menorah. You have a tent. You cannot light the menorah. You need a house. You need a house, right? You need a. Like the Pnei Yeshua says, like Rashi here is saying, and like we'll see Taisus. Taisus says in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav. No, Taisus says in Mem Vav. Actually, it is Mem Vav. Mem Vav. Somebody who sees the Hanukkah light means if you're not, you walk, you can't light. But you're roya. You have to light. So Taisa says it in Sukkah, b'shar mitzvahs, on no other mitzvah like lulav or Sukkah, do you light? Do you see a bracha on seeing it? If you don't have a lulav, do you look at somebody in shul and say, "Let me see your lulav, please"? You know, I'll make a bracha on it. How about if you don't have a Sukkah, let me pass by your Sukkah. I'll say a bracha on seeing your Sukkah. Frak Taisvis, ask Taisvis, why by Hanukkah do we say a bracha for seeing it and nowhere else do we say it? Lo shamanu, you're not even doing the mitzvah. You see it and that's kedog, that's enough to go ahead and say the bracha. Lo tuvar lo raya, gavinir chana mishum, so Taisvis says, reason number one, because chavivas hanais, we have such a love for this mitzvah of Hanukkah, the chazal were kove, but then he says, v'gam mishum, Sheish kama b'nei adam, she'ein lehem batim, ve'ein b'yadam l'kayim ha-mitzvah.
Homeless.
Right?
They're homeless.
They're right, and they can't do the mitzvah, because you need a house to do the mitzvah of Hanukkah. And he says, but he likes the first reason better. Why? Because otherwise you'll ask about mezuzah. Right? How come we about... It's, the first is the chavis ha-neis, but what about if I'm going to say that the sole reason is... Because you don't have a house, well, how come we don't have a bracha roya mezuzah? Because someone doesn't have a house, can't do the mitzvah mezuzah. But the point is that Taisvis learns Chanukah, compares Chanukah like a chiv habayis, just like mezuzah. Just like mezuzah, if you don't have a house, you get no mezuzah, right? The people on the 280 there, you know, under the bridge over there, some of those people, those tents, even if the tents, yeah, there's no mezuzahs there. Hopefully, there's no Jews there also. No. Just so to say, there's a Hanukkah. There is nothing. Now, Lamaisa.
Well, if you're on a yacht, for example.
Yep.
Not a trip. A one-day trip. You're taking a trip around the world. It's going to take you 6 months. You're going to be on this boat. It's not a houseboat docked in one place. It's a boat that's constantly moving, but you're living on it for 6 months.
Right.
Would you need a mezuzah on your door?
See, if you hold a Rabbi Levine, yeah. So you hold a Rabbi Levine, but you have to ask him on Sunday.
You'd have
to be here Sunday night. You can speak to him about
right.
it.
So not
tell
only
him you heard.
Mezuzah, you could light your candles. Your Hanukkah candles.
Yeah, and according to Rabbi Levine, yes. If
but
you have,
but you know, even though you're living on this,
if you
place
have,
for six
if you
months,
have,
you
if,
wouldn't consider that your house.
If you hold, it's not a bias. That because if you hold that a boat cannot be a house, it has to be grounded on land. By the way, I would only say this because there are other people. It's not so posh. It happens to be the other tzad. Chazal always refers a boat as considered a house. Today we have a metzias. We have a reality. You can be on a cruise liner. I mean, people don't like to stay on cruise liners for months, but if you would, it's a very nice living. And maybe being on sea is not considered a house, just for the record.
Okay.
But if you say that you can put a mezuzah there, certainly you could like the menorah there as well on this with
the
rock. Yeah. The Rambam says a little bit differently. The Rambam says, Rambam says in Hilchas Brachas. Now, Rambam, this is if you haven't learned this yet, you haven't lived life yet. It's a good thing you came tonight. Rambam, 11th parak Hilchas Brachas. Everyone has to do this. Rambam, this 11th parak. 11th parak. Rambam talks about like how brachas function, right? Like. The other parak is like why we say baruch and how it goes this way, right? And then he gives a little because he's talking about birchas hamitzvahs, like a bracha on a mitzvah. Then the Rambam says like this. He actually quantifies, like the Rambam does Kedarko, types of mitzvahs. He quantifies mitzvahs. He codifies and quantifies. He says like this. Yesh mitzvahs asay, there are positive mitzvahs sha'adam, that a man is chayov, is obligated, leishtadil, to try and lirdov, to do everything in your power to do. What is this you're obligated to do, to make sure to do? Kegoyin, tefillin, you gotta get tefillin. You don't own tefillin, you better buy tefillin. You gotta get money, you gotta save up, right? You better own tefillin, because the only way to really do tefillin is you only have to get your own tefillin, right? Sukkah, you better build a sukkah. You want to eat, you gotta build a sukkah, right? Lulav, you got a good coffee? This is like coffee, right? Lulav, right? You gotta get yourself a lulav. Sukkah, you gotta get a sukkah. Lulav shofar, you better go hear shofar. By men are absolutely obligated to hear shofar Rosh Hashanah. You gotta put yourself in a situation to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Now, there are other mitzvahs which are not obligatory. V'yesh mitzvah shen chayva. They're like optional. You can put yourself, if you could go, what's that? What's a reshus, says the Rambam? Mezuzah. A mezuzah. Right? Or makah. Why? Makah is a fence. If you have a roof or something, you have to have a fence, a halachic fence. She'ain adam chayav lishkum abayis. The Torah doesn't say, you have to live in a house. You're allowed to, you can live in tents, you can live outdoors. Right, Argentina, there are people living outdoors ever?
Like here.
Sam, not more, not less? No, not in the forest there? In the Amazon? So, this is why I don't watch movies anymore. Like, as a little kid, I saw these people living in forests. I believed it. For the record, I just heard about that. I've children's very often. She'ain Adam, right? She'ain Adam. Chayev lishkoin b'bayis hachayev b'mezuzah. You know, the Torah isn't always to live in a house. You don't want to live in a house. Go to a date. You want to live under the bridge? You know, you can be a good Jew. You may get sick, but you can be a good Jew. Right? Nowhere in the Torah says you have to live in a house to put a mezuzah. Well, the Torah says, if you have a house, you have to have a mezuzah. By the way, listen, you want to hear the Ratz lishkoin come out b'ohol. If you want to live all your life in a tent, because some tight, or besfina, or in a boat, right? So here the Rambam sounds like, if you're on a boat, you don't have a chiyah mezuzah, right? And again, I would contend just that there are small boats, they're abnormal to live in that type of situation. They didn't have boats like houseboats or yachts. That was not the metzias, right? But a regular boat, it's clear, both Rashi and the Rambam are going to say that, v'chin, you don't live in a boat, you live in a tent, you don't build a makah, you don't have a mezuzah. Fine. Then the Rambam, the next halakha, he jumps in to Rabbanans. But what does Rambam say? We can call mitzvah shem mitzvah sofrim, ben mitzvah shem choyva, obligatory. And what is examples of obligatory mitzvahs? One of the three is Ner Chanukah. You're obligated to do Ner Chanukah. The Rambam sounds like, whether you have a house or not, you got to do Chanukah, right? So much other Chaim Kanievsky quotes his great father-in-law, that if a person doesn't own a house, he's obligated to go rent an apartment for Hanukkah. You need to own a house for Hanukkah, right? You need to put yourself in a situation on Hanukkah. The Rambam says later in Hilchos Hanukkah, it's a kol bayis b'bayis. That just means that the way we're kovei it is b'bayis, but be'etzim is a chiyuv gavra. Everyone's obligated. You're obligated to get into a house. You need to get to a house. Right, you need to get the house. So much so that Rav Yosher will say that you better make sure you're in a house for Hanukkah. You have a chiv to get into a house for Hanukkah. Rent a room, buy a house just for Hanukkah. Right, because chayva. And so according to the Rambam, there is a din chayva. Right, there's a din chayva. Now, if you don't look at the Rambam, if you don't have a house, you're not obligated. That's how Rav. That's where Rav Yosher is going to be machmir for Rambam. Clearly. Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe all held, if you don't have a house, you have no obligation. You don't have to buy a house to get it. You're not in a house. Like Tyson says, you don't have no obligation. Now, so I did that because I wanted to show there's a chiluk, whether it's a chovas habayis or a chovas hagavra. Okay? Now we get to the good stuff. How do we know this gemara over here? Now, When you learn the Rishayim, there's all this, the everyone shtel, everyone focuses on two Rishayim, who learn actually the Gemara differently. We're gonna go backwards. The Ran. So if you look at the Ran, the Dik and the Ran. Ran's on Yud, Dapi Arif, Yud, Aleph. Short but sweet. Yud Aleph in the Dapiran. Aleph. Yud Amar Aleph. Omer of Sheshes. Got it? For those who have Rif Daf Yud, Ran is Omer of Sheshes. Yud Amar Aleph. Omer of Sheshes. Says the Ran. Listen to this. Omer of Sheshes. Achsanai. What's the chiddush of Rav Sheshes and Ach Sinai's chayav? Oireyach, a guest. Afal pi she'ein lo bayis. Delo tema diner chanukah kedim mezuzah. Dekol mi she'ein lo bayis potem mezuzah. Says the Ran, right? Says the Ran. You know what Rav Sheshes is saying, right? That Afal Yud Amud Aleph. Right, you know what the chishur of chishur is? Don't think that because you don't have a house, right, you can't light the menorah, right? You can't be yotze, right? No, if you're a guest in somebody's house, you're a guest. You have a mitzvah now, right? But Rav Sheish is saying, what's the chidusher of Sheishas? The chidusher of Rav Sheishas is that being a guest gives you a bias. You now have a bias. So even if you're homeless or you're traveling, maybe you, when you travel you uproot your bias. No, I would have thought, just like mezuzah, that if you don't have a house, you don't have a mezuzah. No, if you're an arayach, the chiddush of achsanai is chayiv, if you have a house, because you're a guest in somebody's house.
You go to the house for dinner for 3 hours?
No, that's not a guest. You sleep over for the night.
They were still going with the prior rule.
Yeah, you still have, that's for sure. You got to sleep over for the night. But you know what? You know the chiddush, what Rav Sheshes is teaching us, is that becomes your house. We wouldn't, you know, I would think you're not obligated. It's not my house. By the way, you go to someone's house, you think it's your house. You have a guest, you know. You go to someone's house and you start taking in some food. Maybe someone's really nice to you, but everyone has limits. It's not your house, right? So maybe you're potter. Just like if you don't own a house. No, Rav Sheshes is saying, in Oreach is Chayiv. And even if you're a homeless guy, right? You're makpid for the Rambam or Rav Yosef. If you knock on Jonathan K's door, right? You say, you know, I got like a Chanukah candle. He says, let me give you a room. I haven't had some heat, a bed for a while, but for Chanukah, Kavaldik. Now you can give some mishtatef. You can have some mitzvah. That's the Rambam. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. We've done the Rosh 3 weeks straight, and we'll keep doing the next Rosh. 2 weeks ago we did Halacha Vav, last week we did Halacha Zayin, and this week we did Halacha Ches. The Rosh, Perek Sheni, Halacha Ches. This is unbelievable, because, you know, you can be Rabbi Katz was once here, and he said people who don't learn Torah are at some levels potato heads. He always said that. You're a potato head. You know what potato head is? We have that in Israel?
We do.
Really? Okay. So, you know, you can't... We learn Rishayim. You got to see that when the Rosh says words, it's not just that he learns a little bit different than Ran. The words mean that the Rosh understands the whole Chiddush of Rav Sheshes differently. What does the Rosh say? Omer Rav Sheshes says Rav Sheshes... Chayov b'ner Chanukah v'in yoytze ner shobal habayis t'lo havi b'chlal ish ubeiso. You're not b'chlal ish ubeiso. He changed the gears to change. Omer b'zera m'reish ki avina bar mishtafina b'prita b'hadi yishpizi b'az t'ben z'ben z'min yahash t'val t'srichina d'malik yola b'yisi. What's the Rosh saying? The Rosh says, not like the Ran. To the Rosh, it's absolutely obvious. If you sleep over someone's house, you are obligated. You, it is so posh to the Rosh. You have a chiva menorah. You have a house. You're sleeping in someone's house. Of course, Rosh Hashanah is not telling you you have to light menorah. You know what Rosh Hashanah is telling you? I would have thought that if I sleep over for the night, that I can't, that I could be yotze with them. I can't be yotze with them. I'm not ishu b'nei beso. The only way, only thing I can do is I can give some money, and then I'm b'nei beso. Right? That according to the Rosh, it's of course there's an obligation. The Ron understands, I would have said, I don't have a house, I have no obligation. Or if Shesh is coming and tell me, I give some money, I now have a house. So I have an obligation. The Rosh says, of course you had an obligation. It's Hanukkah. You're a Jew. Right? The Ron's learning clearly it's a Chovas Abayis. And the Rosh is understanding it's a Chovas Agavra. Of course you're Chayv. Abervas. You need the money to become B'nai Beis so that they can light for
this
you.
This money is not rental money. It's I'm not sure. I see how the money for the candles makes your house. It's not rent money. If it was rental money, I
would wait. You're asking good, as you say. Judge, you asked good. Baruch Hashem. We're going to hold your question. We're going to bookmark that. But according to the Rosh, what it does do, though, is it allows you to be considered, right, B'nai Beis, right? It brings you in to the reality. So what does the money do? Fact the judge. What is the money? So I want to first look at the Mishnah Berurah for a second. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says, so you have to last his pruta. We're back on Tafresh Ayin Zion to give a pruta to join in, right? So he says, there's another one right there if anyone wants. Tafresh Ayin Zion. There's two more. You can be rich. Lasis pruta. Right, you don't have to give pay your share. You can give a pruta, you have a nickel, you're done. You now acquire a portion of the oil. There are those achronim that learn tzarech bal habayis lohoisif match shemen b'shvilu chutz hashir. No, you actually, it's not just to give a nickel. You actually have to put more oil in. Right? You have to put more money in. You gotta actually not just give a nickel, you gotta give a nice amount. You gotta put some oil in, you gotta have a serious contribution. The Bach says, why would you actually have to put oil in? You know why? Because if you don't, people won't know that you joined in. It's like a Mara Sinai type party. They think you didn't light. If you add in, everyone's seeing that you add in. You added in oil. You gave to it. What's to answer Judge's question? What does giving a little money do? What does the giving money do? So I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Sefer Chovas Hadar, which was actually a relative of his, both bring down the same thing. You know what the money? You know what the money does? The money makes it as your shituf. You're a partner in it. Makes you kibnei beso. And when you give money, it makes you like kibnei beso. It makes you like a shutuf in it. The Ran, right? The Ran says differently. This is like the Ran like a shita. It means according to the Rosh, you're obligated either way, right? So what Rav Sheshet has to come to tell you is that you can join with the family, right? So what do you have to do? You give a little money, it makes you a shutuf in the family. It makes you a partner with the family. The Ran said, what did the Ran say? That it's coming to teach you a din bias, right? The Ran actually holds in Psachim that you have to use your money, right? When you give pruta, it's as if, not that you're becoming part of the family, but is you're having a chelik of the mitzvah, It's part, you're becoming, you're acquiring part of the mitzvah. It's like you're paying for part of the mitzvah. According to the Rosh, it's not because, it's, the money is not the key, the key component here, right? According to the Rosh, the money is like, the money is just making you part of the family. According to the Ron, you're actually buying into the mitzvah, okay? Therefore, some want to say that the, if you're according to the Ron, you have to give more, you have to give shemen. The, a little money is not enough to buy into the mitzvah. It has not to make it your mitzvah. According to the Rosh, it's just that you need that extra thing to make you kibbutz base. So you're already chayav.
According to him, if you're walking, you're a homeless guy walking down the street, you're in Israel, and you see they're out in the front door, about to light, you rush up to them, put a couple of coins in their hand, and then you'll be good to go.
No.
Because although you were not over, a guest, you were not invited in any way, you weren't eating there, you weren't doing nothing, by giving them a couple of pennies, you're now part, you're now
joined thing,
up.
It's a good thing this is recorded. You can go back and listen to why you're wrong. You need a house.
But you're... But,
no! This is Rav Sheshis in that. No matter what, you need to be an Aksanayef. We said in the beginning that Tazla is not that way. You need a house. But once,
but once you
have...
my kids don't own my house.
What?
The kids who live with me, they don't own the house. It's not their house. They just happen to be living there. So why doesn't this guy come... He's become part of the house now.
Your kids probably own the house more than you do. I don't know what you're thinking about. Right? They are part of your house. They're your blood. They're part of your house. Right? You need to... No matter what, you need a house. So if you sleep over, if you have a room, it's your house. The question is at what level do you need, how much do you need to get to?
If you're part of the house, then why do you have to pay?
I want to go invite you for this. Ask me afterwards. More, you're quick on this?
No.
Okay, so I want to just get to, I'm late, so I want to get, let's go on board. The Gemara then says, that's Achsanai. So if you are a guest, by the way, if your wife is lighting for you, actually, it's clear from the Gemara that Madruk, the best thing is your wife lights for you. You don't have to chip in. Let her light it for you at home. Right? But if you're a guest and you don't have your wife lighting for you, or you're going with your wife to Hanukkah, you're traveling together, so nobody's lighting in your house, so what should you do? You should go ahead and make sure to give the homeowner some money or some bring oil with you. If you're giving them money, there are those who are actually careful to pick up the oil. Some say you don't have to do that because certainly according to the Rosh, once you're sleeping there, it's just to show your partner you're not actually acquiring it. But according to the Ran, you want to acquire the oil, you want to have a part of it so someone will actually pick up the oil, right? But the proper thing would definitely be to acquire. If you would like to, and you're in an Ashkenazi house, you should do your own. That's Mahajan and Mahajan to go ahead and do your own. Says the Gemara, all oils are good for the nearest of Chanukah. Shemen, Zayis, and Amokor. You know what the best oil to light with? Not canola, not cotton seed, not corn, synonyms, right? But olive oil. Amar Abaye, he said Abaye, Mereish Havim Hadamar, Amishka the Shumshme. In the beginning, my teacher's Rabba, Barachmeni, went after sesame oil. Sesame seed oil. Amar Haimashach Nuhur Tfei. It lasts longer. Right? It lasts longer. Came with the Shamla Lahadar Bishuma Levi. Once he heard this Bishuma Levi Mahadar Mishkul, as I say, went to get olive oil. Why? Amar Haitzal Nuhur Tfei. This has clear oil. It's clear. It's clear. Taisa says, of course, it's only talking about Chanukah. The Mishnah said earlier, Shemen Zayis is the best for Shabbos, simply because it lights the best. And that's the important thing of Shabbos. You want to make sure that we don't end up having to relight. V'amar Shuma Levi. Shuma Levi says, Kol Shemen Yafin Ledriyo. All types of oils are good for ink, right? Halachic ink for gets and stuff. Shemen Zayis and Shemen Zayis is the best. You buy a little gabal ashen to every time to knead or to smoke the Easter. I'm just going to see what Rashi says outside. They used to smoke it off the walls of glass. And they would scrape it off and knead it together with a couple of other things and make the ink. So Tashma, the Tanner of Shmuel Bar Zutei, Kashman and Yafin Ludyo, all types of oils are good for this ink. But the best way to make the ink is Shemen Zayis Minam Mavchar. Ben the gabel and the ashan, whether to need or to smoke it. Rav Shmuel bar Zutti masli hachi. Call Hashem Yafin Ladio, Visham and Zayas, Ben Mufkar. All of the smokes are good for ink, but Shai and Zayas is the best. Amar of Huna. Call Asrafin Yafin Ladio. All types of like burnt things are good for ink. Straf, it's not burnt. Gums. The straf katav is yafin kulam, and the katav is something. It's balls, and so it's a different type of tree is the best. Fine. Now we're to the part we get to again. Amar Rechia Barashi. Rechia Barashi said the name of his great teacher Rav. Hamalik ner shel Chanukah. Somebody who lights a ner shel Chanukah tzarech levarech needs to make a bracha, right? Needs to make a bracha, especially by neris Chanukah. The bracha is all important. Why is the bracha all important by neris Chanukah? Why is the bracha all important by neris Chanukah? Because the bracha illustrates that you're not using it. It's for Pesumi Nisa. When you light your lamp, right, in the old days, you didn't make a bracha. The bracha really is so important by Neres Chanukah. It's such a big deal, the bracha, by Neres Chanukah, because it's really the Pesumi Nisa comes duch the bracha. So, Amalek Ner Shachanukah, Tzarech Levarach. For Rav Yirmiya Oimer, Haroya Ner Shachanukah, Tzarech Levarach. Even if you see the Ner Chanukah, there's a separate bracha even on seeing it. We saw that Rashi already, Haraya. That's why you could, what kind of person would do that? Omer Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, Yoim Rishon, on the first day of Chanukah, Hamoraya Mevarach Beis, somebody would just see it, doesn't have the opportunity to light, would say two brachas. Umalik Mevarach Gimel, somebody who actually had the schus to light the Menorah, would mach Gimel brachas. Mikan ve'elich, Malik Mevarach Shtayim, Roya Mevarach Achat. From here onwards, the Malik would make two brachas, and the Roya would make one. Man Mevayit, so what's the bracha that's lost? Mevayit Zman! No longer, only the first night of a Shachianu. After the first night, there's no more Shachianu. V'nimaya Nes, right? Take away the bracha of Sha'as HaNis Lavaseinu, right? Right? Nes Koyome Isai. A nes on every single day, right? Rashi says, "Koyoma isay shari kol shmona liku min apach." Right? Every day there was an increased miracle of a zman mishiaginu laschal zman haginu. So what's the brachas? My mevarach. What's the bracha? Mevarach asher kiddushanu mitzvayisa v'tzivanu lahalik neir shel Chanukah. We make the bracha of v'tzivanu lahalik neir shel Chanukah. Frecht the Gemara, asked the Gemara, how in the world here do we say Tzivanu? Did God command us to light Chanukah? Did he tell anybody to light Chanukah candles? Maybe on Purim we could have a discussion, because Mordechai and Esther were Nevi'im. There was no prophecy anymore. There's clearly no Tzivanu, right? So it says the Gemara, Rav Avia says, for the Lashon of Losasri, if you listen to the sages, Rav Nechemia says, from Sha'al Avicha V'yagedcha Zekinecha V'yomer Lach, right? So I'm at the rest of the Gemara is interesting, I'm going to do right now. That's a Sha'al of Safik Bracha, the Rabbanan, what you do. But here, when you look at the Bracha, so we have a few questions. Number one, did it bother anybody? If it didn't bother you, you should ask why it didn't bother you, right? What did we just say? We say, Haroya Mevarach Shtayim. Look at Rashi. Somebody who just sees is Mevarach Shtayim. Sha'asa Nisim. The person makes the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim. Ve'she'ena Shechianu. She'ena la Mevarach Lahalik. You can't say Lahalik. Talo Ilikihu. So did that bother anybody? Did Haroya is Mevarach Shtayim? Shiran, did that bother you?
Asking why it's two?
I'm asking, did that Rashi bother you? Haroya says two brachas.
On the first day.
Mm-hmm. That bother you, Shmuel?
Sounds fine.
So let me ask you a question. Why would you say Shechianu? What did you do? You looked at a menorah, you said Shechianu? Why is Haroya saying a Shechianu? Vishlama, you take your kids and you like your menorahs. Shechianu, the Kibbutz. Why is Haroya saying Shechianu?
He arrived to the name.
Well, you do the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah. Why are you saying Shechianu?
You don't do the mitzvah by looking.
Huh?
But you're looking. If you're doing the bracha, why would you do this
fiyah? Wait. Have you learned Masechta Shabbos? What's the chazal? Let's go back to Chaf Aleph Beis. They said to lahalo lahoidus, right? And to light menorah. I didn't see looking at a menorah here. Did you see looking at a menorah? No. So do you think? So is that what you're saying? Is looking at a menorah? If you look at a menorah, you say Shechianu. That's why you say because you looked at a menorah.
But that's a reminder that we were saved.
It's a reminder. It's a reminder that we say, therefore say Shechianu.
Zman.
Everyone's touched on it, by the way. So the Meiri, who's the Meiri? Who's the Meiri? Arishan. The Chachmai Provence, right? Not far away from Marseille, where today it's filled with anti-Semitic Muslims, right? So the Meiri says, you know, I say Shechianu. Because Be'etzim, it's the Yom Tov Chanukah. You're saying Shechianu, we came to Chanukah. We usually say Shechianu when we light. Because that's when we do the Maaseh Mitzvah. If you're not lighting, it's still, so because you could have said, I'll say Shechianu night two, and I light, like, the first night I can only see. So I was like, Maaseh Shechianu, no, we say Shechianu right away, because the Maaseh we came to the Maaseh of Chanukah.
Like you say Shechianu, if you ate out
of
the Sukkah, you come back to your Sukkah.
Right, that's right. The Mordechai. Well, actually, not exactly. We don't say Shechianu at the end. We only say Shechianu on the Yom Tov. Then we're not getting on the because we want to say it right away. It's that night. The Mordechai says that there actually is a concept of seeing the Neris. The Mordechai says there's actually a concept of seeing the Neris Chanukah, and for that we can say a Shechianu on just seeing the Neris of Chanukah. If you actually look. Yeah, where is the Shart Tzion? It says this. On Tafer Esh Ayin Zayin Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chaber.
Tafer Esh Ayin
Zayin. Tafer Esh Ayin Zayin Gimel, the Chaber Gimel. Yeshayim, there's an opinion that says Shapi Shemal Likin Al Besoch Beso. Even though your wife's lighting for you in the house, even with Malkum She'im Bo Yisrael, you should Malik BeBrachas. Now we don't pass in that way. You should make brachas. But why would you want to go ahead and do it? If you're in an area there's no other Jews, right? Your business took you to somewhere in Nebraska, not in Omaha, in the boondocks in Nebraska, right? And all you have is Lutherans. Right, and your wife's lighting for you in San Jose. Says this opinion, you should go ahead and light. You know why? Chayav Doros Haneris. You need to see the Neris. You need to see candles. Who says that? Who's that? The Mordechai.
Who's he again?
The Mordechai was a student of the Marmion Rav Rutenberg, Mordechai ben Hillel, a contemporary of the Rosh. Sage in Germany, contemporary of the Rosh. They're in the same yeshiva together. So according to the Mordechai, it's a mitzvah to see. So that's what it says. Haraya, you should say, you should go ahead and say Shechianu.
Where does he derive that?
What?
That mitzvah to see. Where does he derive it from? Somewhere?
From right here.
Oh.
From right here.
From the
Gemara. That is actually a mitzvah to see. And about two of the three things. I'm going to just pick one because it's late. Another kasha. What do we do the first night? What's the Gemara say? What's the three brachas we do the first night? Mahalik Ner Shal Chanukah. Then what else?
Sha'asa Nisim.
V'roi Sha'asa Nisim. And?
Shechianu.
And then Shechianu. Who says that? Does the Gemara say that?
It just says three.
So how do you know that's the order?
Because that's the one we're doing.
Ah?
Because that's what we're doing in Chanukah.
So that's what you do.
Rashi
says for night two you should do Shasanisa and then Shechianu, right? So it sounds like Halakha, Shasanisa and Shechianu. Let me ask a question. What's a Shechianu on? L'chera. Shachianu is on, you should do it right after the halak, when you do the mitzvah. Shasanisim Avosenu should be after, should go halak, Shachianu. Shasanisim, by the way, on Sukkot, we have a whole discussion, right? The Gemara says in Sukkah, of what's the order of the brachas of Shechianu, before Leishiv or after Leishiv, because maybe Shechianu should be on the Kiddush, right? That's actually a whole daf in Sukkah discusses that, a whole Amud. So why is it that you have Shechianu after Shas Anisim? Maybe Shechianu should be before. Now the Maisa Rashi says clearly Shechianu is after. The Rambam says that. The Rosh says that. Shulchan Aruch says that. But the Braisa says not that way. It says in Masechet Sofrim. Like I just said, in that Braisa, right? It says you should go ahead and do. The order of the bracha should be Lahalik, Shechianu, and then Sha'asanis, Lavosein, Lavim, as a. Right? And then Sha'asanisim. So, and not only does the Masechet Sofrim, which is a Goinic work, there's another Goinic work called the Shultis Rav Achai. He also says it that way. The Shultis also brings down that the order is Lahalik, then Shechianu, and then Sha'asanisim. So, the Netziv. The Netziv comes to explain that what we do. Basically, the Netziv says that what we do is like Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi the Rosh, and the Rambam says this as well, that we say this order because we hold his language is the Gemara says in Sukkah, the very long Netziv. The Netziv has a whole commentary. Who's the Netziv? Rabbi Berlin, that's talk to you who the Berlin, right? Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin, last Rosh Hashiva of Volozhin. So Netziv says, you see from the Gemara in Sukkah that's involved, when the Gemara says, when they talk about you make the bracha of Sukkah, Leisha B'Sukkah, and then Zman, and it's a two-way machlokes in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Why would you say Leisha B'Sukkah and then Zman? So Zman is Chiyuva Diyoma Adif, the obligation of the day is greater. Obligation of the day gets greater. So you know why I say Leisha B'Sukkah and then Shechianu, even though Shechianu is Tadir, even though Shechianu is consistent. So the Gemara in the Sukkah says nothing involved that Chiyuva Diyoma, because sitting in the Sukkah is the mitzvah of the day. Right? Sitting in the Sukkah is the mitzvah of the day, so that goes first. So the Netziv says that Sha'asan Yisim Avaseinu is Chiyuva Diyoma. And therefore it goes, just like by Sukkah, it should go first. So what does Chiyuva Diyoma mean? That's what you have to say. I think it's either it's Sha'asan Yisim Avaseinu, but it's not the Pursumi, it's the Hoidos. Right? We know that part of the mitzvah is Lahodos Lahalal. So when you do Sha'asan Yisim Avaseinu Bagamem Ahazman, that is Lahodos. So that's Chiyuva Diyoma. So even though technically speaking, Shechianu should probably go first, it's Tadir. Right? I mean, at the end of the day, Sha'asan Yisim, you even see on Haraya, you can say it. It's not on the Halakha. Why in the world are we saying that? But since it's Chiyuv of the Yoma, says in the Tzid, that's why we don't follow Masechet Sofrim and Shulchan Aruch Achaigon. And we follow the way Rashi and the Rambam and the Rosh bring down, is that the order is, or we all do, I've never seen anyone do anything differently, is the order gets Lahalik, Sha'asan Yisim, and Shechem. But what does that mean for us? It means when we light the menorah on Hanukkah, and we say Lahalik, when I get to near Shulchan or near Hanukkah, right, whatever, but we'll do a different time. So Lahalik near Shul Hanukkah, and then we say Sha'asan Yisim. When we say Sha'asan Yisim before Shulchan, we have to know the reason we're saying Sha'asan Yisim is Lahoidos. It's because Chiyuva Diyoma is to speak out exactly what happened, and that's why it comes before Shulchan. When we're saying those brachas, we should actually have that in mind. It's just not a nice nigga. It's actually part of the mitzvah of the day that we put by the lighting of the menorah. Okay, hold here. And we don't even light it after that. Because it's chiyuv diyoma. Yeah.
Who is considered family? Do you like your in-laws? Are you part of their family?
So Paisa Mishru actually discusses, let's say you go visit for Shabbos your in-laws. And the answer is no, because you'd have to chip in, because you usually don't live there. You usually don't live there, so you'd actually have to give money to chip in. Even though they're your in-laws, or your daughter, right, you still have to give money to chip in.
Because you don't normally live there.
If you're like an Arab, you live by your in-laws.
As soon as the daughter is married.
Yeah, you can chip in.
And the daughter is by herself with her parents,
right.
She still has to chip in.
Or like Yom Menorah.
Oh, yeah. And even if they give you candles, you still have to give them towards the candles.
Right. Clark? Yeah, you have to light your own candles.
Yeah, no, I know.
But you lose B'nai Beisa at that point. Yeah, it's not a little pashut.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, my mother-in-law always look at me, I'm giving her a couple of shkolim, you know. Here you go.
Bring your own oil, that's safer. Wow. Bring your own oil. But yeah, that's what you can do. So that's the chiv.
Sure.
So the question of chiv, gavro chiv, chepsa, bison. So what's
Maskona? It's a combination, really. There's a chiv, but the way you do it is through a bias. You need a bias, right? The question is how you get that bias.
The mechaber, right? He's one of the says that ani I'm parnes me as daka, right? He's a moicher or shoelos ksuse.
Right. Yeah, but he still has a house.
But that's the assumption that he has a house. So that's what I think about.
Yeah.
So, okay, if he doesn't have a house, it's not going to help.
So if he doesn't have a house, then no.
It's not going to help, or what?
According to Tosfos and Rashi, and Lechor Pnei Shu is Potter, according to the way Rav Yoshua and the Rambam, and others, that the Rambam says, Choyva, that you got to get yourself into a house.
I see.
I if you can't, then I'll just struck on a patcher, but your Choyva means you got your style to be in a house.
So he's exempt.
Exempt, yeah. Like he's exempt from mezuzah.
Okay.
Like he's exempt from mezuzah.
Okay.
If I'm in a hotel, who's my wife?
You're obligated to lie in the hotel.
Yeah.
Or don't go. They don't let you lie, you can't go. You know, really, you know, Chazon Ish, actually one of the discussions if you're on a plane. But she wants to shoot the Sarambam, you're chayv. She says, Shalaz, if you're on a plane or in a hospital, God forbid, what do? Right? In a plane, actually, there's a discussion. Maybe if you buy your seat, you pay a lot, you rent your seat. You get seat 24A. It's your seat. So you have a buy list on it. It's a discussion. And in a hospital, also, you have a room. Mm-hmm. So, and you can't light in either of those places, Minoras. Initially, you could do a flashlight.
Is that a plane? You can't put mezuzah on a plane? You put mezuzah on a plane?
No, because mezuzah you put on a plane because it's not 30 days. But if you'd be there for 30 days, it's Pesach Bayis, whatever it is, right? You need to have a lintel, you need mashkef. So, but Lamaisa, maybe you own your seat. That's actually a discussion about a plane, more in trains also. If you bought actually a seat, you have a schiris, kenzai. If you're on there for the whole time, maybe you should do something. If you light a maneuver on the plane today, you'll get arrested. You'll be in the news. So maybe you should do a flashlight.
I think a plane would be like a car. I know someone who used to sleep in their car.
I agree. The pasha says you can't do anything, but it's not so simple. Mm-hmm. Kenzan, the best thing is if you and your wife are flying, you get someone to light your house. Make a shliach to light your house. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing. But I'm all going to have a choice.
Vahadlik, Vaz Shechiono.
Right, like this, it's like a sefer says.
Exactly.
And Shota Savachar.
So then, how do they learn Haroi?
They say the same thing.
The same thing. So they'll say Sheikh Yonu first.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Without Lahadlik, they'll say Sheikh Yonu, and then Shasim.
Yeah. Same thing. Good question. Good stuff.
Yes.
I'm also a potato over here.